number 32 is from the Director of Human Resources, an adopted resolution ordinance amending Chapter 17.16, subsections 1 and B of Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances regarding overtime compensation to make them consistent with the provisions of the Fair Labor Standards Act. This is a quarterly report. It is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Director Mitchell.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. Just to refresh everyone, this is a quarterly report, so it may not look familiar to you, but there's an ordinance that requires that we allow FLSA-exempt employees who are not in those executive pay ranges to be able to accrue overtime, time over 40 hours in a week. So what this report is not, this does not include non-exempt hourly employees who get overtime. It's the exempt level staff who are accruing it and have it paid out at termination. So, and this just shows quarter by quarter over a two-year period what the trend is so that we can, you know, look at what's happening and where we see spikes and so forth.
In 2011 is markedly different, well, at least to me, markedly different than 2012. Any trending reasons for that? It still happens to be that way.
See, I haven't been able to figure that out. Quarter one and quarter two is, I think, the biggest difference where you see a pretty big spike in 2012, but I haven't been able to determine yet why that is.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm wondering if it might be possible to add to this report, even if it was just as a byline for future quarters, some recognition of any accrued overtime that ends up being forfeited because a time clock to use that overtime has run out, if we experience that.
You know, actually, they don't lose it. They'll get paid out at termination if it's not used as comp time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. Thank you, Mr.
Yeah.
Chairman.
Supervisor Lipscomb, you want?
Thank you. So how is the running total? Is this reserved, or we pay it when it happens, or
are
we setting this aside, or how is this?
This is, again, for exempt-level staff. They're actually accruing it, and there is in the ordinance, it states that if the HR director approves, it can be paid at different points. We're not doing that right now. It's just simply accrued. If they want to take some extra time off and comp their time, they can do that. Or they simply accrue it and then it's paid out at the end. That's the way it's working right now.
Right. So, I mean, but so is our total liability growing $250,000 a year? And we're not reserving for it, or have we been paying out on our old accruals? Have we been paying out more than we're currently accruing? You know, I'm trying to understand:
yeah.
Is this a growing liability, and is it one that we're prepared for, or is this going to be one of these
yeah.
things we're going to wake up to one day?
Mr. Chair, for the most part. The amount is not reserved for, but as to if the amount is growing, actually for the county, the amount has been decreasing in total overall because of the fact of the people have been using up some of the time during the year. But for the most part, the amount is not reserved for, which means then in the year of retirement of an individual in the department will have to cover that with their available appropriations, which means in the past, generally what departments have done have delayed the hiring of an individual in order to cover, you know, because not only would you have any accrued overtime that you might have, but you might have their remaining vacation and also the sick leave payout that may also occur, too, that they're going to have to cover.
So do you think that that's a responsible way for us to do it? I mean, that's led to vacancies. I remember we had a in the not to pick on, are they still here? Pro Council said, you know, they had a vacancy for like a year in one of the positions because I believe for this kind of a, or the combination of those factors, not just this bucket, but of all of that. But they, in order to take care of it through vacancy and turnover, that seems like a bad way for us to budget for this.
Accounting rules don't allow us to accrue for the amount because the amount might get paid out at a later date. You can accrue for the amounts that, in essence, could be paid out during that year. So, for example, when we had a lot of retirements at the end of 2011, we accrued for the amount in 2011. For those funds, a couple of years ago, we had funds that were considered to be what are called proprietary funds, and they follow a rule that you have to accrue for that amount. So the airport has full accruals. Family care has full accruals for these amounts, and the IMSD and risk management have full accruals for their amounts. BHD was formerly a proprietary fund. What we did and what the county board and the county exec agreed to do is we held those reserves aside. Even though they're no longer proprietary funds, we still have those reserves, and so we are still paying out those monies. So, but departments such as the Sheriff's Department, Department of Health and Human Services, some of the Highway Department, you know, any of the general fund, you know, courts, they all have to take care of those items when they come up. And when this issue came up, you know, 10 years ago or so ever, what used to be done is that they used to set aside an amount within the budget, you know, $1 million, $2 million a year to pay for these amounts so departments could continue to hire people back as quickly as they can. But with tight budgets, that amount went away. And so as a result, it's up to the department's responsibility. You can't ask an employee, when do you plan to retire? But, you know, people kind of set aside and know when they're filling positions or the timing of when they fill the positions of planning for some retirements during the year. So accounting rules really don't allow us for any of those courts, sheriff, any of those to set aside monies. We've set aside it in those cases where we can and have those set aside, but accounting rules don't allow us to do that for those others.
I'm sure it's not lost on anybody. It's we're dealing with it the opposite of how we just dealt with the other item, which is, you know, the director thought it was a pretty important position. It's one that she has contact with, and she knows that she doesn't want to have a gap. Everywhere else, we incur big gaps in order to deal with being able to fund it. So, but I appreciate the explanation.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Item number 32 is informational. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Going to the emergency appointments, 5-4 from DHHS. All four of those from DHHS are from 2012. I'm going back to May of 2012.
It's 33.
That's 33.
What am I in?
All right.
Let her call it.
Okay, go ahead.